Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, Apple changed things up this week, presenting the new iPhone SE to the market. But will a smaller phone mean bigger business for the tech giant? The Heard on the Street podcast breaks it down.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague David Riley. Good to have you, Dave.
Good to be here, Miriam.
We have Heard on the Street's Dan Gallagher here from San Francisco to talk to us about Apple. Dan, Apple introduced a smaller iPhone this week. Who is it targeting with this product, and will it steal the thunder of whatever Apple launches in the fall?
I doubt it'll steal the thunder because that launch would be probably 6 months away, and it's, you know, that would be the big flagship launch of the new phone, whereas this one is essentially a goosed-up version of an older design. But I think they're going after a couple groups of people. I think they're going after one, you know, people who are on more of a budget and don't want to pay top dollar for the brand new phones. Also, potentially, in some of those might be in foreign markets that are more price sensitive. Also, going for people that just really aren't sold by this bigger size of the iPhone 6 and 6S series. Some people just like those smaller phones.
Dan, a lot of people sort of felt underwhelmed by the event earlier this week. Do you think this was a sign of strength or weakness for Apple?
I think it's a good thing they did it. They need to keep expanding their ecosystem. You know, they can't really just be a one size fits all company. And this was kind of unique in the fact that they took, you know, something on the lower end of this particular product line and made it performance-wise, pretty much on par with the top part of it by putting in the new processor and everything. So I think that's kind of underappreciated. Apple events these days just have a hard time delivering any surprise because there's leaks in advance and, there's also people just kind of expecting, you know, momentous things every year, which really no company does. And so last few years, there's always kind of this inevitable letdown whenever Apple does something.
But doesn't Apple need to have momentous things? Isn't that sort of the whole problem? You know, it had the iPhone and it's had multiple iterations of the iPhone, but doesn't the next thing need to be something big?
Yeah, if you're going to be the world's most valuable company, you got to do big things.
Oh, you do big things, but the thing is that you don't reinvent the wheel every year, and you don't even reinvent the wheel every 2 or 3 years the way, you know, I think some people have gone to expect. You know, and the iPhone was really, you know, such a unique product in the time and what it brought to that industry that, you know, it's the kind of thing that most companies do once in a lifetime. So I think, you know, and I think Apple will continue to do, you know, they'll try other big things and some will be successful over the long run, but you just can't, there's just, I think, still an unrealistic level of expectations for what a company can actually do in a year or two.
That's probably fair, Dan. You know, obviously no one can reinvent the wheel, as you say. But the problem, it would seem, for Apple is that, as you know, smartphones are now ubiquitous. And unless people have a real reason to change their phone or upgrade because there's something big, that means that the upgrade cycle, you know, sort of lengthens out. Why switch a phone every 1 year or even 2 years? Maybe, you know, if you're going to pay $650 for a phone, why shouldn't it last 3 or 4 years? And that's not good for them. Aren't they sort of caught in a trap now?
It's an interesting catch there. As the phones get better, it's possible that the cycles can lengthen a bit especially as subsidized plans are going away, you know, the sticker price is higher. But how many times do you pull your phone out of your pocket and use it every single day? These things are so widely used.
Yeah, but still, if I'm going to spend $650 on something, I expect it to last more than a year.
But most of them last at least 2 years. But I think
even 2 years,
after,
I mean, that's still a lot.
After 2 years, These phones do start to show their age a bit, both with, you know, just the everyday use and the advancements new ones make. So it's, you know, I think it's more a question of, does the replacement cycle lengthen out as a matter of months? It's hard for me to see a lot of phone buyers saying, oh, I'm going to stick with this for, you know, 4 or 5 years. So,
but
I mean,
Dan, isn't that kind of what happened with the smaller iPhone? I mean, one of the reasons Apple decided to make a smaller iPhone is some people have been holding on to their phones since 2013, 2014, because they don't want to get rid of the smaller form factor. So, I mean, I guess that's one issue. But then also, you know, by offering them that, is Apple kind of saying, okay, we're not going to force you to get our highest end new device. We're going to allow you to buy this less expensive new device. I mean, and is Apple in segmenting the market in that way, is it kind of giving people an out and not forcing them to go for the premium product, which has sort of always been the Apple way?
You know, I think that, you know, the Apple way has actually always been to have a bit of a range of devices. If you look at the Mac line, there's several hundred dollars difference between, like, you know, a Mac with some more basic specs and some the ones that are more specced out. So it's not a surprise to me that iPhone goes for this.
I think we're going to have to wrap it up there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.